Melbourne. Now, it was one of Kent's biggest tourist attractions. Dreamland closed its doors in 2005, but campaigners are now planning a new amusement park in its place. It will cost around £12 million and is being described as the world's first heritage amusement park. Our reporter Graham Cook is live in Margate for us this morning on the seafront. Graham, good morning. What more can you tell us?
Yes, good morning to you, John. Well, I'm sure you remember a year or so back, the owners, they're called the Margate Town Regeneration Company. They held a public exhibition, which I attended. I went along there. There were a couple of designs on show, which they had for this 15-acre site. And they asked visitors to give their opinions. And the one that proved overwhelmingly the most popular featured a heritage fun park in the middle of it, with, of course, the scenic railway in the middle of that. Well, this has gone down well with the public and the council and Save Dreamland campaigners. And, of course, the owners like it because it was, after all, one of their ideas. It hasn't happened yet principally because of the cost, but now the Dreamland Trust believes that it may have cracked that, and so it's announcing its plans this week. The idea is to feature some examples of well-known amusement park rides, many of which are the last surviving examples of their type, things that have been rescued from existing parks or ones that have recently been closed down. They include Southport Pleasureland, Blackpool Pleasure Beach, and Rills Ocean Beach. The District Council says that there's some new homes, a sea life centre, and pedestrianised area could also be linked to the plans. Dreamland was one of Britain's most famous seaside amusement parks.
The traditional seaside holiday is coming back into its own in Britain, despite the contrariness of the climate and the general shortage of money.
The attraction, which opened in 1920, is home to the Grade 2 listed Scenic Railway, the country's first listed amusement park ride. It's been closed for several years, but many people still have fond memories.
I remember the Scenic Railway, the Bounty and Shooting Star. There's the best light rides there.
Oh, I remember the Big Wheel. And the Scenic Railway, it was fantastic. There was a ghost train. It was a lovely atmosphere, candy floss, but nothing's like that anymore.
I used to love Dreamland.
What memories do you have?
Of the bingo.
In January 2003, the owner of Dreamland announced the park was to close and be redeveloped. But campaigners think a new tourist attraction is essential to the area's local economy. Pauline Dunhill runs a cafe in the high street.
We've got a lovely beach, but if we have bad weather, which is going to happen in England, whether you like it or not, then you need some other sort of attractions where families can go, where people can have an enjoyable day, and you want a variety of things. They're talking about having art galleries and all this kind of thing. That's great, but good old-fashioned fairs will always be a winner, I think.
Last year, the town's scenic railway was badly damaged in an arson attack. This new plan will see the theme park built around a restored roller coaster, meaning people could fasten their seatbelts and enjoy the ride once again.
Graham, would I be unfair to say that there's been a few false dawns about the resurrection of Dreamland?
No, I think you'd be entirely correct in your analysis, John. There have been many false dawns, and I think this is one of those things that you have to believe only when you see it. At this moment, I can't see it. All I can see is a space where Dreamland used to be. Of course, there's the empty Dreamland cinema and various other empty things over there, but no sign of progress. But this does look to be the most promising progress that we've heard about for some time. You know, we'll know more in the second hour of this programme when we'll be speaking to the Dreamland Trust. But we do know, for example, that the Prince's Regeneration Trust has carried out some feasibility work and architects have produced the plans and drawings of the park. The Trust says that it's already secured funding from the site's owners and what's known as the Margate Renewal Partnership. And it hopes to get more cash later on in the year. So if all of that works out, and you're right, it is a fairly significant if, but they say that they hope work could start towards the end of this year, and this new park could actually open, in theory, in 2012.
Excellent. Graham, thank you very much indeed. There we are. Will Dreamland rise from the ashes? Many people in Kent have fond memories of Dreamland. I remember my story about Dreamland is going to Westgate, which is next door to Margate. It's the poor end of Margate. Where my family couldn't actually afford to stay in Margate. We stayed in Westgate.
How old were you, John?
About six, I suppose. Westgate has nothing but the beach, really, but it's a nice little town. But we stayed on the beach all day with the promise that in the evening we would walk along the front, which was about a mile.
It's quite a long way for a six-year-old.
Absolutely. But the prize at the end was a ride on one of the attractions of Dreamland.
Which was your favourite?
Well, I'd like to be honest, I was a bit of a cow, and I liked the what were known as the tubs, which were these big tubs that went around the cage. Do you remember? Went around the cage. The scenic railway was just a bit too big for me, to be honest. It was frightening the life out of me. But my elder brother went on it.
Wasn't it, didn't you tell me earlier on, it was all done by momentum and there was a guy standing on the back with
the
a brake?
Brake man, yeah. Basically, the scenic railway got to the top of its first hill and then it just flew for the rest of it. But often it went too fast and there was a man on the back with a brake just to make sure it didn't get out of control.
I love an amusement park. Bring it on. I think it'd be great for everyone. Cheer everyone up.
Well, you were saying, didn't you? You said during a recession, what Britain needs is an amusement park.
Yeah, we need to roller coaster ourselves out of recession, I think. Let's spend money on that. Everyone has a good time. It's a brilliant idea.
I think so.
Steve, thank you. 7 minutes past eight. Good morning to you. Your breakfast show on BBC Radio Kent with John and Jules. After a six-year absence, an amusement park could be returning to Margate. Campaigners have announced plans for a £12 million attraction, and they say they have the backing of the district council and the site's owners. In its heyday, Dreamland, which shut in 2003, attracted tourists from across the country, as Graham Cook reports.
Dreamland was one of Britain's most famous seaside amusement parks.
The traditional seaside holiday is coming back into its own in Britain, despite the contrariness of the climate and the general shortage of money.
The attraction, which opened in 1920, is home to the Grade 2 listed scenic railway, the country's first listed amusement park ride. It's been closed for several years, but many people still have fond memories.
I remember the scenic railway, the bounty and shooting star. That was the best light rides there.
Oh, I remember the big wheel. And the scenic railway, it was fantastic. There was a ghost train. It was a lovely atmosphere, candy floss, but nothing's like that anymore.
I used to love Dreamland.
What memories do you have?
The bingo.
In January 2003, the owner of Dreamland announced the park was to close and be redeveloped. But campaigners think a new tourist attraction is essential to the area's local economy. Pauline Dunhill runs a cafe in the high street.
We've got a lovely beach, but if we have bad weather, which is going to happen in England, whether you like it or not, then you need some other sort of attractions where families can go, where people can have an enjoyable day, and you want a variety of things. We're talking about having art galleries and all this kind of thing, that's great, but good old-fashioned fairs will always be a winner, I think.
Last year, the town's scenic railway was badly damaged in an arson attack. This new plan would see the theme park built around a restored roller coaster, meaning people could fasten their seatbelts and enjoy the ride once again.
Well, let's speak to Sarah Vickery, who's from the Dreamland Trust. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How definite is this? Because we've heard a few false dawns on Dreamland before, haven't we?
Oh, sorry, I lost you.
Yeah, we lost you. Don't worry. I'm just saying to you, how definite is this plan? Is it going to happen?
Well, we're dependent on receiving funding, but we're really hopeful. We've got a really strong group of people behind us, and I think it will happen. Yeah.
And where do you hope the funding is going to come from?
At the moment, we're working on the final stages of two bids. One is to the Sea Change Initiative, and that bid will actually be put in by Thanet District Council. And the other is to the Heritage Lottery Fund, and we at the Dreamland Trust will be putting that bid in.
Now, Heritage Lottery funding is a bit of a, you know, unknown quantity, isn't it? I mean, lots of people apply, not many are successful.
Surely, that's absolutely true, but I think it does all depend on the quality of your application, and I think you do get indications from the funders as to how they feel about your application. There are...
Oh.
She's
come back. Sorry, Sarah.
That's okay. We've had meetings with the Heritage Lottery Funds, and they've been really positive. You know, these aren't some plans that we scribbled up on the back of a fag packet.
No, you've rethought that.
Yeah, we've spent months and months putting them together. And it's not just us as well. It's the site owners, it's the local authority, and actually, crucially, it's the Prince's Regeneration Trust that are helping us with all of this as well.
This £12 million you're talking about, does that include the refurbishment of the scenic railway, or is that separate?
No, it does include that. We're looking at the phase one of our plans would probably be in total £15 million. £12 million to do the Heritage Amusement Park, which is the main bit. It's the truly transformational bit. That's the bit that will bring hundreds of thousands of people to the town. Mm. And then the remainder of the money to start the renovation work on the Dreamland Cinema, because that's a huge job.
You've got an event this Sunday, haven't you, where people can look at the plans. What's going on?
Yeah, we've got an event on Sunday night called I Dream of Dreamland, which at the moment I think I do actually. And it starts at 7:30, and it's at the West Coast Bar in King Street in Margate. And we've got drawings of the plans. We've got music there. We've got DJs. We want people to email in their requests for songs so that we can play a Dreamland soundtrack on the night. And they can email me, which is sarah@savedreamland.co.uk. We're having hot dogs and candy floss and popcorn. We're unveiling the plans, but we also want people to come along and have fun. You know, we want to try and recreate the atmosphere in Dreamland that people have such fond memories of.
Sarah, repeat it for me. I never went to Dreamland. What sort of rides do you want to have in the future? Is it going to be comparable to somewhere like Chessington World of Adventures? You know, what's your ethos behind this place?
I guess we're looking at recreating a thrilling theme park from the, you know, sort of mid to late 20th century. So you're not looking at white knuckle rides that you would find in Alton Towers or Chessington, but actually a lot of the rides that were around 50 years ago are a good deal scarier.
Yeah, give me a couple of examples, Sarah. What sort of rides are we talking about?
Well, we've already started acquiring rides with the help of the site owners. We've got lots in storage already that would have been lost if we hadn't have rescued them. So we've got the Caterpillar, oh, which lots of people will remember from Dreamland. The one that we've got is the only surviving one outside of America. We've got the Whip, which we got from Blackpool. That's the only one in Europe. We've got the last water chute in the world in storage in pieces. And we've got lots more rides as well. So we're looking at some really big, exciting rides, and crucially made out of wood, not metal, which makes them even more exciting, actually, because you rattle around a lot more in them.
Sounds brilliant.
And then a lot more of the smaller rides that you'd expect, you know, the kiddie rides, the gallopers, all that kind of stuff.
Good old-fashioned carousel?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I sold it to Sorry, you already. Sarah,
absolutely. I think it's a fantastic idea. Well done. Good. Best of luck with it. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. There we are. It's such so important to the future of Margate. Everybody talks about the regeneration of Margate. Without Dreamland, it's not the same town. It's as simple as that. And if you've anyone who's been there in the 60s and the 70s and 80s will know how important that fun park is.
I love the fact that they're not going to make it a competitor to all the modern theme parks, that they've actually got a, you know, real unique selling point there. It sounds brilliant.
Yeah, it does. So it happens. You can go to that event on Sunday, as you heard.